From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, demons and exorcisms. Oh boy, tuck yourself in up to your neck, maybe over your head. Here's what's happening. The Marine who targeted and assassinated law enforcement officers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, brought three guns, scooped out areas where he specifically wanted to attack police as well. The images showed 29-year-old Gavin Long outside the gas station and car wash where he shot three officers and wounded three others on Sunday. A SWAT team responded to the gunfire, shot, and killed him long range from 100 yards away. In Central California, they've been experiencing a quake of swarms since last Sunday. There have been at least 18 small earthquakes in the area, according to the U.S. Hope this isn't a prelude to something bigger. Republican officials adopted a set of much-contested convention rules Monday, setting off an unruly protest from anti-Donald Trump delegates on the first day of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Those anti-Trump forces had hoped to challenge the rules that bind delegates to vote for the presumptive GOP nominee as part of the last-ditch effort to try to disrupt his march to the nomination. Dr. John Curtis has been with us since the beginning of these campaigns. Your take on today, John?
Well, you know, that effort, George, was really not about unbinding or letting them vote their conscience. It was really about other things. Today, but it was all defeated over the weekend in the Rules Committee. And Rince Priebus, this is really the most I've ever seen Priebus really put his foot down and, really dismiss the last gasps of the anti-Trump movement. I think that the convention today started pretty slowly and then it built up to a crescendo with Melania and Rudy Giuliani. I think Giuliani gave a very fiery speech. He looked a little bit out of sorts at times, but I think it was very compelling. Not because it was only about security or the 9/11 mm-hmm. and the terrorism. It was compelling because his message was to the Republican gathering there. You have a great guy, a great candidate that I have known for 30 years. I can vouch for him. I can vouch for the amount that he's. He's been there in all of the catastrophes when I was, mayor of the city, and he was there supporting things without ever expecting to be noticed. So I think that was helpful. And I think Melania's very poised Jacqueline Kennedy-esque presentation really gave, I think, the viewing audience a sense of what a wonderful kind of first lady she would make if it happens that way.
So do you think this is going to give him some momentum?
Oh, I think so. I think that, that he's been running from behind, for a few weeks. I think the gap has narrowed a little bit. And I think that the convention the next few days, you're going to hear from his children, what kind of a dad he is, what kind of a man he is, what kind of a leader he is in his own business. And basically the Republican Party finally coming on board, which I think for the most part, I think that's what it was accomplished today on this first night.
All right, John. You can track John's work online, columnist.com. And, of course, Howard Bloom, author of many books, including The Lucifer Principle. Howard, your take on today's convention?
Very, very combative. Punching right from the very beginning. The Melania speech was wonderful because it humanized her. She talked about her parents and their values. But then we got to Michael Flynn, who is the head of defense intelligence I've been talking about. And by the way, we had Rudy Giuliani first. Rudy Giuliani was punching against Hillary and saying that Hillary has no right to be president whatsoever, critiquing her in every conceivable way. Michael Flynn was even more combative. He loved leading a cheer among the audience members. Jail her. Jail her, jail her, jail her. He called on Hillary Clinton to remove herself from the race. Now, when Rudy Giuliani was attacking Hillary, it was very emotionally compelling, but he lied at one point. It was an outright lie. He said that in front of the congressional committee, Hillary said, "What does it matter about the lives of the diplomats who had been lost at Benghazi?" That's not what Hillary said. She did say, "What does it matter?" but it had nothing to do with the lives of the delegates. I mean, it had everything to do with the lives of the delegates. She was saying, what are all these details that you guys keep bringing up matter?
Mm-hmm.
What counts is the lives
Take it out of context.
People who were lost. So there was, you know, each side sees the facts through a radically different lens, and according to the lens that was presented at the Republican convention today, Hillary Clinton should never get anywhere near the presidency, and Barack Obama has done tremendous damage to this country, and that's not the way Democrats are going to see it.
And tonight it wasn't as much as let's go for Donald, it was more let's not go for Hillary.
Yes, it was let us grab Hillary by the throat and choke the life out of her. That was the main motivation of the convention.
We'll check in with you for the rest of this week, Howard, as we monitor the Republican convention leading up to the presumptive culmination of Donald Trump. In Germany, multiple people injured after a man went on a slashing spree armed with an axe and a knife on a train in Germany before he was shot to death by police. Get this, he was an Afghan refugee. Up next, we're going to be talking with Critical Health News' Dr. Joel Wallach about issues that can help you. I have got a ton of emails from people who have questions for the doc as well. To get an early start, here's a phone number to call for people who are there to give you some help. 1-855-949-7234 or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. Dr. Joel Wallach back with us. You know, he is with criticalhealthnews.com and has helped so many people in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. And, Doc, welcome back. It's always good to have you back every month.
Well, thank you so much, George. Always great to be with you.
Looking forward to a lot of things. And Dr. Joel Wallach is a DVM. He's a doctor of veterinary medicine. Doc, I got to ask you a question about a cat that keeps coming around the house here in Los Angeles. Now he's limping. He's walking on three legs, and he's hopping on one. And I feed him all the time that he's there. I haven't seen him in a week. Of course, I've been gone for a while. I've been in Denver doing my TV shows. But one, what's causing the limp? Any idea?
Well, it could be a variety of things. You know, it could be he got his leg caught in a fork in a tree and pulled the hip and caused a strain. He could have been shot in the leg with a BB by a kid. Could have been bitten by a dog.
Mm.
You have to examine it to determine.
Got to catch. I want to catch him. Is it okay to catch him and bring him to a vet?
Oh, absolutely. You can use a little live trap. Very easy. Very safe. It doesn't hurt them. And take them to a veterinarian. That's sure possible. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Anyway, lots to talk with you about tonight. In a couple hours you are with us, I want to read an email to you because you deserve the praise that you should get. It says, Dear George, I suffered with painful arthritis in both my hands for the past year. Listening to your show, I heard Doc Wallach and started taking Glucogel, Selenium, EFA+, Tangy Tangerine faithfully. This miracle is that the red swelled lumps on my finger joints have completely disappeared. The bee sting type pain has completely stopped. I take three of each three times a day. I drink everything that he's recommended. Just do one favor for me. Thank you. So that's what I'm doing for you, Doc. There it is. Isn't that something?
Well,
I'm going to save this email really for you in case you want to write her back.
Thank you so much.
It's something. And it's got to be touching to you to be able to help so many people.
Well, it is, and of course, that's the purpose. Each day, we literally help millions of people throughout the world. We're dealing in 55 countries, and these are people who've tried the medical system. The medical system has failed them badly, and just simply by giving the body the raw materials it needs, the body has the capacity to heal itself. And as a veterinarian, you learn this, and so as a naturopathic physician, I've kind of employed both. I use some of the things we used in veterinary medicine. For instance, you have a $50 million racehorse, and he has a problem with a hip. You're not going to give him a hip replacement. You give him nutrients to rebuild that hip, and I use those formulas from veterinary medicine to help human beings, and by golly, it works.
It does work. You know, and as we've talked about in the past, I look at the body as a car, and you don't want it to break down. You want to maintain it so it doesn't break down. How long can we realistically last if we take care of ourselves the right way?
Well, so many people live to be 100 not knowing what they're doing. They just do it because they happen to be lucky and live in a place that has lots of nutrients in the food. And then there's people who have lived 120. There's a Dr. Li from China who died at 256 years of age, well documented. And he was the inspiration for the book and the movie Lost Horizon. And so I think somewhere over 200 years of age, if you do everything right, you supplement properly, you avoid the bad things, I think somewhere between 200 and 250 is quite reasonable.
Are you kidding me? Can you imagine that?
Serious.
You think the Social Security people want that?
Well, but I think if we do everything right, it's very economical, very cheaply done. For instance, when you're looking at joint replacement surgeries, you know, you're looking at $40,000, $50,000 for a knee. Insurance has to pay it because most people aren't going to refi their house.
Right.
Have a house to do it. And so for $3 a day per 100 pounds of body weight, you can do it nutritionally. And so this is a big difference in cost. And so I think if we do everything right, we can do it for like one-tenth, one-twentieth of the price that the medical system does it for. And you have to appreciate, George, that 85% of all personal bankruptcies in America are due to medical bills. So we have to do it smarter and cheaper, and I believe that we've been able to do this. And so we're so happy and so proud that we're able to work with you and get this information out to the American public.
Yeah, and I should say, Dr. Joel Wallach's group, they're sponsors of the program. We are partners with them. We have been for the last year and a half, and they are very supportive of what we do here at Coast to Coast. As a matter of fact, their sponsorship helps allow us to continue to do the things we do for you. And I appreciate that too, Doc. I really do.
Well, as always, you're very gracious, George. And there's one new piece, and I don't think we've discussed this before. It just came out a couple of weeks ago. It was a big study done by Johns Hopkins, very well-respected medical school, first medical school in America, 1783. And they did a study on death certificates. They found that the third leading cause of death in America, George, is medical mistakes.
Yep.
251,000 people a year are killed by doctors just through simple medical mistakes. 251,000, 688 per day. 688 per day.
Third highest death rate. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and these are well-intentioned doctors, of course. How do they make mistakes like that, Doc?
Well, there's many reasons, one of which was actually done, the survey was done by Lucien LePay, who's a head of the Department of Public Health at Harvard Medical School, and he went around and took blood samples of doctors in the emergency room and professors who were teaching in the clinics and doctors who have maybe a 10-doctor clinic, and he found out that 52% of medical doctors, when they're on duty, are intoxicated with alcohol, street drugs, and prescription drugs, 52%.
That's huge.
Yeah, and I think we should ask the government, both at the federal and state level, to insist that we do breathalyzer tests on doctors going into the surgery room.
That's an interesting take.
And we do urine tests, to do a screening test with a test strip to see if they are on any drugs. That would cut the accidental death rate by doctors inflicted against patients by 85 to 90%.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because years ago in St. Louis, I was outside of a restaurant having dinner before I did my local Nighthawk show. And there was a well-known St. Louis plastic surgeon out there, and he was drinking a bottle of champagne, and he was obviously inebriated. And, I mean, you could tell. And he was boasting about how many surgeries he had the next day. And I'm watching this going, geez, I hate to be one of the patients for this guy. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, it's absolutely insane, absolutely unnecessary. And here's where America has enabled these doctors. Their colleagues never turn them in. And so we, as consumers, have to be very smart. And I think this is why people are beginning to look around. And this is why people began to use things like Home Depot and Lowe's and AutoZone and Pep Boys and Amazon and so forth. And so we hold Youngevity up as a place where people can come to educate themselves and learn how to care for themselves and make some of these terrible, terrible things go away. One last thing, if I may, George.
Sure.
It was a big, big study that came out. This is like December 1st, 2008. A big front cover story at Time magazine. And what it did was talked about that our children will be the first generation of Americans who do not live as long as their parents. The medical system has failed us terribly in this regard. Our children will be the first generation of Americans who do not live as long as their parents. This is an un-American thing. This is something we spend more money for health care per person than all of the nations of the world combined. And what do we get for it? That our kids are not going to live as long as us? That the number three cause of death in America is going to be medical mistakes? And so we've got some work to do here, and I think people are saying, look, we're going to begin to do our own test. You don't have to go to a doctor to see if you have diabetes. You can just go to a pharmacy and get the same test strips that diabetics use to check themselves out every day to see what their blood sugar is. If you're thirsty all the time and you're urinating, you know, a couple of times an hour, you're losing weight, these are all symptoms of diabetes. And here's where you say, you know, I'm going to go get those test strips and find out, by golly, if your blood sugar is below 100, you're not a diabetic, but if your blood sugar is over 140, you're a diabetic. And you can do this yourself. It never gets on your permanent record. And in a couple of weeks, we can actually support and promote healthy blood sugar, healthy blood sugar and carbohydrate metabolism at the cellular level. And you can determine yourself if you have diabetes or not. You can weigh yourself. You can do your own pulse. You can do your own blood pressure. And I like people to do their own physicals maybe once a quarter, four times a year. It'll cost them $4.50 for their blood test, for their urine test, the equivalent of a colonoscopic exam. They can do it all themselves and do a blood pressure, pulse, weight, and do your BMI to see if you're obese. You can do all this stuff yourself. And, George, we can save billions of dollars a year and save lives by the hundreds of thousands every year just by doing it ourselves.
And then, Doc, if it doesn't work, all right, go to a doctor and tell them what you did and what you tried. But I think the best doctors out there, the best MDs, are those who also practice holistic-type medicine, too, with their medical practice, because those are the pioneers as far as I'm concerned, don't you think?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's been many great ones. And, of course, when you talk about alternative medicine, it was actually alternative medicine was first, and it comes down to pharmaceutical medicine and surgery or the alternative things. They came along next. And people got excited about drugs when they found the cure for syphilis with penicillin. They said, oh, man, they're going to find a drug to cure everything. And that was everybody's hope and belief. Well, unfortunately, it turns out that many of these drugs, with the exception of antibiotics, which can kill bacterial diseases such as syphilis and Lyme's disease and tuberculosis and pneumonia and bacterial meningitis, other than that, there's not a single drug out there that cures anything. All pharmaceuticals are designed to relieve symptoms.
We devote 4 hours a month to the folks from criticalhealthnews.com. That's it. It's not enough, unfortunately. I wish I had time to do more, but 4 hours a month where Doc Wallach comes on, or pharmacist Ben, or Dr. Joanne Cunaway comes on now. She's joined the team to talk about issues that affect all of you. And I got to tell you, Doc, no matter where I go, what events I speak at, people come up to me, and the number one thing, I could be at a UFO convention or anything like that. The number one thing they come up to talk to me about first is their health and thanking you for some of the advice that you give. It's remarkable.
Well, thank you so much for that feedback. And, of course, we see this all the time also. It's getting to the point now that people recognize me in the airport. Oh, Dr. Wallach.
I love it. All right, stay with us, Doc. We're going to take this quick break and come back with more. Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. If you want to get to that website, criticalhealthnews.com, or the toll-free number is 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Those of you who have that business sense, we're going to tell you about an opportunity for you a little bit later on in the program. He's only with us for an hour and a half more, folks, so we will be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, take a look at your calendar and look at how close we're getting to August. Truly unbelievable. And if you look at the calendar, circle August 27th, because that's our event, our live stage show in Asheville, North Carolina. There are 100 good tickets left on the bottom level. That is it. And we've got a month, a little bit of, better than more than a month to go. So they're going to go fast. So go to our website. If you want to come to the live stage show event in Asheville, North Carolina, go to coasttocoastam.com. Click on the highlight picture of the Asheville event. Click tickets. And then you'll just search your way around there. Look for the event. It's specifically dated August 27th. You can click that again. Then you can pick out your own seats. But they're going very fast now. Welcome back to Coast with Dr. Joel Wallach. Our sponsors, our partners, criticalhealthnews.com. That's getting slammed, by the way, I'm told right now. Also a number to call for people. There are not doctors on the other end, but people will help you. That's 855-949-7234, 855-949-RADIO. And, Doc, I've got the emails coming in galore for you, phone calls, but let me ask you a couple of quick email questions here.
Sure.
This one is from Judy. She says, Doc, I take one potassium 99 milligram pill a day. My doctor says that's too much. What do I do?
Fire the doctor.
That's not too much?
No.
Tell me more.
No. Yeah, no, well, potassium, of course, is a very water-soluble mineral, and you lose it in your urine, in your sweat, your saliva. And so it's one of those things where you can actually, if she's taken one capsule that has 99 milligrams of potassium in it, then, you know, it's been put on the market, and people use it. And so if you just... eat vegetables with every meal, you're going to get that much.
So, Doc, in terms of her specific situation, I mean, you take a potassium pill. I mean, most of them are 500 milligrams, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you take two of those. You're 1,000 milligrams a day.
Next one in, it says, love the program. This is from George in Jacksonville, Florida. If possible, please ask the good doctor, what would a person take to detox and heal lungs, especially after smoking for 20 years? Wow. What do you do on something like that, Doc? You get COPD okay. And everything else, don't you?
Oh, yeah. COPD, hypertension, pulmonary fibrosis, addiction to tobacco, all kinds of stuff's going to go on there, taking cigarettes for a long period of time. Also increased risk for many, many other diseases, including cancer and so on. And so... and people contact me a lot about how to quit smoking. And you see all kinds of drugs on TV, and of course, then you look up all the side effects and are very scary in themselves. And so what happens is, George, when people are deficient in certain nutrients, they have cravings. And if it's easy to have access to cookies and cupcakes and things like that, they're going to gain weight. Now, if they go out with a bunch of people who smoke and say, hey, try this one. And they try it, and in a couple of days of smoking, they get addicted because it's an addictive substance. Same way with alcohol and drugs. Oh, come on, we're going to go have this pot party. And people try it, and they get addicted to it. And so if people want to quit, for instance, tobacco, as you ask about, George, what I say is, look, you take the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and give your body the basic substances it needs, including oxygen and water. And then we actually have a detox program we call Herbal Rainforest. It has 14 legendary cleansing herbs, and using the old herbal terms, it's for cleansing the blood and the colon and the liver. And I tell people to carry a quart of this with them, or a quart of her plain minerals. And every time they crave a cigarette, take an ounce of either the herbal.
Take one of those things.
To
replace the craving, too, and it's better for you.
Exactly. And if you really, really want to quit, you might take an ounce two or three times a day. And you have to carry it with you. You can't say, oh, I'll catch that herbal rainforest or the plant mineral when I get home. Got to carry it with you and take it right then. And usually I have people who are able to give up smoking and drugs, addictive drugs, and also alcohol very quickly, within 2-3 weeks sometimes.
Well, which leads right into Janet's email, because this may be the same advice. It says, Doc, any suggestions to help a heroin addict go through withdrawal and cravings? I guess that's exactly what you just said.
Exactly. That's the same answer. And, of course, whether it's heroin or marijuana, cocaine, alcohol of any kind, tobacco of any kind, these addictive substances, I can't say it's easy, but it is very doable if you really, really, really want to quit. But you have to be proactive. You have to take the basic substances, give your body everything it needs, the 90 essential nutrients, and then every time you crave a dose of that stuff, take either the plant minerals or the herbal rainforest, and like you say, it will help the body reduce the cravings, and in a period of weeks, you're done with your addiction.
Or Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, or 855-949-7234. Doc, last week, somebody called me during open lines. I've never heard this before. He's on dialysis, and I told him I'd specifically ask you about this. He's on dialysis. Both his kidneys are no longer functioning. He went through a transplant. That didn't work. But the weirdest thing, he's got all three non-working kidneys now in his body, the transplanted one and his two original ones. I've never heard of that before. Have you?
Oh, yes, sir. It's quite common where the doctors will actually leave the non-functioning kidneys in and not take them out, and they always have hopes to do something. Well, here's the deal. This is one of my greatest stories, George. When you have kidney failure and they put you on dialysis, 99% of the time, there's nothing wrong with the kidneys. And they say you have kidney failure because all the blood tests show that you're not filtering the urine. So they blame it on the kidneys. In fact, when you have kidney failure, as I said, 99% of the time, there's nothing wrong with the kidneys. What's happening is the little microscopic arteries, the afferent arteries are called, they carry the dirty blood into the filtering units of the kidney are plugged. I learned this 38 years ago as a pathology student. And they're bringing me kidneys, the people they've removed that had kidney failure. And from the naked eye and cutting through the kidneys themselves, they look normal. And you had to use the electron microscope going 126,000 magnifications.
Jeez.
You see these microscopic arteries are plugged that should be carrying the dirty blood into the filtering units, and the dirty blood cannot get into the filtering units. There's nothing wrong with the kidney. And so I learned how to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, stop the ongoing damage. And I take people, George, who have not urinated in 10 years. They're on dialysis 6 days a week. Okay? And then usually within a month or two, they're urinating. And in a month or two, they're off of dialysis. It's doable. And on the other hand, you get people who get a double kidney transplant. And in 2 years' time, these kidneys aren't working.
That's
right. Do it again. And then in 2 years' time, they're not working. The doctor told me that it's a genetic thing. No, these are three different people. It's not a genetic thing. The person just did not change their diet, and so they're causing the arteries carrying the dirty blood into the filtering units to be plugged in each case. The doctor should go to jail for not telling these people to change their diet and take the 90 essential nutrients.
Is there anything specific that a kidney needs?
Well, the kidney needs 90 essential nutrients, just like all your other tissues and organs. They need 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 aminos, and 3 fatty acids to do their job. And this is what people have to look at. It's kind of like when you have a car. You put 6 quarts of oil in your car to preventive maintenance the engine. You don't wait until the engine burns up to take the 6 quarts of oil. On the other hand, somebody might say, well, that's going to cost me $12 every 3,000 miles. So I've got a friend in Texas. And I'll have them send me some dirt from Texas. I'll put 6 quarts of dirt from Texas in my car, and I'm bound to get some oil in there because there's lots of oil in Texas. That's like people saying, well, I'm just going to eat well. My doctor says I can just eat well and get everything I need.
Yeah, no way, not anymore.
That's why there's an epidemic of every kind of disease you can name.
Those days are gone. I love the wood ashes story you told us on a first visit to our program. We'll get into that again. Let's take a few calls here for you, Doc. and then continue chatting. And then we'll do it again next hour as well. We go to Baltimore. Charles is with us on Coast to Coast. Hey, Charles.
Yes. How come some people can eat anything they want and live a long life? Because I remember reading an obituary. Somebody was like 101, and they didn't follow a particular routine in their diet. And yet somebody who took care of themselves recently, they were on a, I guess I can't mention the name. It's one that's competitive to you. They were a very famous talk show host here who died. He was like 73. He had back surgery, got a stroke, and that was the end of it. And he took those supplements from the other company. I'm not going to mention the name of it.
But he just didn't
make it.
Here's
the deal. Nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They actually occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate ice cream. And you can have a granny, you know, who is a hellion, and she drank alcohol and did drugs and smoked and did awful things in the middle of the night you couldn't share with anybody, and yet she lived to be 120. Then you get somebody the next county over who does the same thing, and they died at age 18. And that's because of the difference in the nutrients in the food. And plants only need 3 minerals. Vertebrates, including human beings, need 60 minerals. And so the way to kind of level the playing field is to supplement, and whatever you get from your food is kind of a value added. And that's what we do in animals. And so this is the problem. And the people who live long, healthy lives, and kind of interesting, are all from third world cultures. The longest lived people on earth are from third world cultures that have no doctors, no health insurance. And it's just by dumb luck they happen to live in a place that has a lot of these mineral nutrients in the soil, therefore it gets into the food they eat. And then you can be a billionaire, like Steve Jobs, and die at 56, and he spends $1,000 a meal. You can be the son of a vice president, like Joe Biden's son, died at age 47. And you get the kids of kings in Dubai, they're trillionaires. These kids are trillionaires because of all the oil. And they die at 33 while they're jogging. Trying to be
That's
healthy.
Sad. Yeah. Or and people, I've heard of stories, Doc, where people die on their treadmills.
Oh, absolutely. This happens all the time. And, of course, we have about 10,000 young people in America die each year while they're jogging or doing sports. You see this all the time. Their front page news stories are horrible stories. These are good kids. They don't do drugs. They eat right, which is, you know, a misnomer because, you know, you think you're eating right, but there's no nutrition in the food anymore. And they'll drop dead while they're running. Sudden heart death, called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease. I've actually done 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 of that one. 1,700, George. This is very, very scary stuff.
It sure is. Who came up with all the names for the products? They're great names.
We tried to be descriptive. And, of course, in the beginning, when we first started 30-something years ago, the first one I had was actually I called Dr. Wallach's Pig Arthritis Formula. And then we had one, you know, it was kind of a natural Viagra kind of thing.
If you lived during the 1800s, you'd be showing up with your Doc Wallach Elixir.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, you know what? This is what I've learned from what you do, is once you get the basics down, like you talk about the 90 essentials, once you get the basics down, then you have specific things for specific problems and issues, and then you just attack that too. And it seems to work very well when you do it that way.
Well, exactly. And one of the things I did in a big project with Marlon Perkins back in 1967.
What a great guy he used to be. He used to run the St. Louis Zoo, folks, in case you don't know it.
Yeah, and he started the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago.
Yep.
And then he went to the St. Louis Zoo, and he was on Wild Kingdom.
Had his great TV show, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful guy. I was actually in Africa working on the White Rhino Conservation Project, and he called me back to be the pathologist on this project. I did 20,000 autopsies, George, 17,000 and some change, on over 454 species of animals and 3,000 humans. What I found out was that every animal and every human being who dies of what we would call natural causes dies of a nutritional deficiency disease. We changed the diets in these zoo animals. We supplemented them. We eliminated 900 different diseases that still plague people. We eliminated 900 different diseases. We eliminated every birth defect you can name, and 10 times that many you can't. We tripled their lifespans. Same period of time, human beings, we only added 6 months to their lifespans, and the birth defect rate is going off the roof. And that's because the nutrition in our food is no longer there. And there's not a single genetic birth defect. All of them are caused by nutritional deficiencies of the embryo. And so we need to have women supplementing with nutrients for 6 months before they get pregnant, and we can eliminate every birth defect. We would not have any.
You know, that's very smart. Anymore. If you know you're going to get pregnant, I would start beefing up on all the nutrients and get your body ready. Because you pass that on to the baby. Let's go to Thomas in La Jolla on the wild card line. Thomas, go ahead.
George, thank you for taking my call. And Dr. Wallach, thank you for taking care of the Coast audience, body, mind, and soul. My question for you, Dr. Wallach, is about vitamin A. And what are the benefits of vitamin A? And besides supplements, what are the good dietary sources of vitamin A? And thank you, sir.
Well, I learned one thing, Doc, you taught me. The sun. Well, that's for vitamin D.
It's for vitamin D. The sun's for vitamin D. Oh,
we're close.
I was
that's close. A, B, C, D. Darn, I thought I could do it, too.
Okay, but we need it all. And, of course, vitamin A is really a very easy vitamin to get in the food. And without vitamin A, your surfaces, your skin, your moist mucosas, like the lining of your mouth and your lungs and your digestive tract, the coverings on your brain, don't do well without vitamin A. You require vitamin A for growth. Every tissue needs vitamin A. And so that it's a universal need of every vertebrate, every critter on earth, you know, whether you're a hummingbird or a flamingo or a turtle or a fish or a human being or a giraffe or an elephant, dog, cat, rat, every vertebrate requires vitamin A. Now, actually, today I gave a lecture in Richmond, Virginia, and it was a big audience. And during the question and answer period, this lady talked about ichthyosis. She had skin that was like shark skin, rough, very rough. You could actually take her arm and sand wood smooth.
Yeah, like I call it elephant skin, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's another name for it.
Yeah.
And I see this in kids. You know, I see a little kid in a short sleeve shirt. I just want to grab him by the back of the arms and feel the back of their arms and see if they have that rough skin on the back of their arms. Gives you a big clue about their health. Well, when you have this ichthyosis like this lady had, and she was a very sick person, and I asked her a few questions about her brothers and sisters and herself, found out one sister had asthma, another one had skin problems. They all had bowel problems. And so I knew right away she had a gluten intolerance. Her intestines were injured. She could not efficiently absorb beta-carotene and vitamin A, and this is what her problem. So she had to get on a gluten-free diet, take the 90 essential nutrients, the 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 aminos to 3 fatty acids, and take and be consciously, she could use carrot juice. She could eat lots of green leafy vegetables and get some beta-carotene. On the other side, too high a dose of beta-carotene can actually cause birth defects in babies. So there's a bell-shaped curve here where too little causes diseases. There's an optimal amount at the peak of the bell shape, and then too much can cause problems. And so there are limits. Now, one of the things I see in people who are vegetarians and vegans, their skin will look very, very yellow, very orange. And you look at their eyes, the whites of their eyes, and if the whites of their eyes are not yellow, then it is a beta-carotene problem building up in these vegans who are drinking like 3, 4, or 5 glasses of carrot juice a day. And the beta-carotene is storing in the fat under the skin. But it's not jaundice because their eyes aren't jaundiced. Now, if you have a liver problem and your eyes are yellow, then you got a liver problem. You have jaundice, two different things.
Yeah.
But it is easy to see. You don't need to go to a doctor. You can just look in your eyes and look at your skin tone and so forth. And these are all things that are in my books and so forth. And it's very, very simple. If you can read fifth grade reading level, you can figure all this out yourself.
Doc, we're going to come back and take a full hour of phone calls with you next. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, or the number to call is 855-949-7234. Folks are there to give you some help.